To Congress now in Capitol Hill, the economic downturn that has hit most of the country has managed to avoid your members of Congress. Since 2008, members of Congress have gotten much richer, even as a lot of the country has become much poorer. Within the halls of Congress, the median net worth is now $913,000 and climbing. Peter Wariski from The Washington Post has been counting the beans in Congress. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, I was standing outside the Senate chamber a couple of weeks ago, and it was Secret Santa time for senators. And you'll be happy to know they limited gifts to $10.
Wow. I thought it was maybe Secret Santa Day every day there.
Well, what do you think about an institution that limits Secret Santa gifts to $10 when you have the John Kerrys, Dianne Feinsteins, and others worth hundreds of millions? They're on the upper end there.
Right. They're absolutely on the upper end. We looked, I think people have known about the Senate being composed of very wealthy people. We looked at the House more closely this time and found that I think the average House member was up into the 700,000 in terms of net worth, and that doesn't include their house, any home equity that they have. And the most surprising thing we found is how much that's increased over time. Over the last 25 years, their average or median net worth has gone up 2.5 times. Over the same period, the average net worth of an American has been stagnant.
Okay, Peter, so the obvious sort of thought process here is one almost of corruption or of people who are on the inside enriching themselves as everyone else does poorly. Is it a matter of corruption or that they're on the rising tide of the rich getting richer and wealthy people are doing better and lawmakers are wealthy people?
Yeah, I'm a reporter, so I'm not going to say it wasn't corruption at all, but the sort of two more the easier, most more obvious answers that we saw in it was that Congress has always been wealthier than the rest of America, and in the United States, we have this trend going on where the rich are getting richer, and the highest earners are getting even a larger slice of the pie. So that's part of it. The other part of it is that it's now many times more expensive to run for Congress than it used to be, at least to run a winning campaign.
So that may be attracting people who can pay for their own campaigns.
Exactly.
All right, Peter Wariski, listen to Congressman John Fleming. He's from Louisiana, was on the House floor in September talking about his own income and taxes.
Since my net income, and again, that's the individual rate that I told you about, the amount that I have to reinvest in my business and feed my family is more like $600,000. Of that 6.3 million. And so by the time I feed my family, I have, you know, maybe 400,000 left over to invest in new locations, upgrade my locations, buy more equipment.
You do understand.
Okay, that's Representative Fleming. He was on MSNBC repeating something he had said on the floor. Mr. Fleming only has $400,000 left over after feeding his family, Peter.
I feel really bad for him.
You're a reporter, but I detect the sarcasm.
Those guys say stuff, and I try not to say anything back.
Well, members of Congress are getting richer. They've always been rich, and they're doing even better. Peter Wariski is a reporter for The Washington Post. Peter, thank you. Peter's been analyzing the income of members of Congress. Hey, the Senate has always been filled with rich people, and now that seems to have spread to the House of Representatives as well.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.